Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But the good news is, if you love to laugh, if you enjoy a well-told story and endearing characters, there's a fair chance you'll find those things somewhere out in the world later today. But first, you've got to get through 40 minutes of this. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift that I used to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong!
How you doing, buddy?
Arnie, I am doing very well. I don't know if you've had a chance to sort of sift through the magical hoard we found ourselves in possession of, but there is so much fun stuff in here.
We do seem to have an embarrassment of riches and magical items after last week.
Oh, sweetie, don't be embarrassed.
I'm just a little embarrassed. You know what I mean? It's just you just don't want to flaunt how many magical riches you have.
Arnie, I saw you wearing the beer muffs earlier. Didn't you enjoy that?
I did, but it made me hear everything as if I'm drunk.
Yeah, beer muffs. It's kind of fun.
I guess so.
To see how the other half lives.
It was nice that I felt like everyone was saying validating good things about me, like, keep going, what you're doing is great, whatever you're doing, do more of that.
Good, that's a positive. And I have been digging outside it a little bit with the salsa shovel. Every single dig I make with the shovel, it turns the sod into salsa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I don't love about the salsa shovel. I just don't trust that there's no dirt in that salsa. Like, it's all salsa? Mm,
yeah. Well, to be fair, I don't know if it is called the salsa shovel. It turns everything into diced tomatoes, which I guess is not technically salsa. Not how Usador makes salsa, of course.
Yes.
So I still prefer his version. But, it's just an interesting shovel. I guess we'll just call it the interesting shovel.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Usador, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalk. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstangjis, and I am known
Devourer of Chaos
throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maestar. And lo, now that these magical items are in our possession, I possess both a brooch of licorice and a wand of licorice.
Dump Yard Daddy Boy.
What?
Just it's one of your names I like.
Did you freak Dump Yard Daddy Boy? I don't like it. I'm not crazy about that one, honestly.
Did you say Devourer of Chaos?
Didn't I? Did I skip one?
Oh, maybe I've been wearing the beer muffs too long.
Start over.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalk. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hookstangjis, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maestar, and everyone seemed to gloss over the fact that I have a wand of licorice and a brooch of licorice.
Don't be our daddy boy.
Okay, nobody cares. You're not going to ask me about it. Fine.
I'm sorry, Usador. Are you hoping for some follow-up questions?
I'd love one.
Okay, what's the thing you were talking about?
I have a brooch of licorice that when a person wears it, it makes them taste like licorice. But I also have a wand of licorice that makes everything you touch it with taste like licorice.
Okay. Now, I notice you bit the top and bottom off of your wand, and you dumped it into your tankard to drink out of.
Uh-huh.
How's that going for you?
Not great. Tastes like licorice.
Why are you wearing a brooch that advertises to all the people around you, hey, I taste like licorice?
Well, because then if someone tastes me, they know what they're getting. Hmm. I mean, there are a lot of amulets and brooches down there in the basement. It's going to take a while to sort it all out and figure out what everything does. But I just got to the licorice section, and I was enjoying myself. I like the taste of anise.
Yeah, that explains some of the things people have been saying about you at the bar.
The taste of anise? Oh, hold on, Arnie. Hold on, Arnie.
Oh, go ahead.
Hold on, Arnie passed me a note. Chunt, please call Usador a twizzard because of the licorice?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? A twizzard?
I feel like the note is self-explanatory.
Here's my question. Why did Arnie have to pass you that note? Why couldn't Arnie have just said that himself?
Yeah, Arnie.
Or...
I'm practicing spelling.
Okay, well, that's great. I think there is a spelling bracer. If you put this bracer on your arm, it helps you spell. It guides your arm as you're writing things out.
Yeah, that's this bracer. This bracer that I'm wearing here.
Oh, you're wearing the spelling bracer.
Yeah, several seasons where I have lightly suggested that maybe I don't know how to read or write. Well, you know what? That all changes now with this magic bracer.
Well, speaking of the bar... I want you to know that I've hired
someone. No follow-up questions about my magic bracer?
Nope, none at all. I've hired someone to help us around here because we're so busy traveling around in this moving tavern. And I thought we needed someone who could bring some real class to this place. So I have hired a new barmaid.
Do you want me to say something?
Yes. Yes, Leona, come on over. Sit down here. Introduce yourself to Arnie and Chunt.
Chunt?
Yes, yeah. This is Chunt. He's a shapeshifter, but he's usually a bat.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. I'm Leona. You may know me. You've probably seen my face.
Yeah, you've been working here today.
No. You've probably seen my face on posters, maybe some statues everywhere. I'm Princess Leona of Froggenford.
Arnie, this is Princess Leona Froggenford.
Of Froggenford. Oh, my God.
Well, yes, of Froggenford. Pardon my your majesty. Please forgive me.
Listen, we'll work on it.
Oh, very well.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later, okay. But... Thanks so much for this employment opportunity. My dad said I had to do it. I crashed his favorite carriage.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But in all fairness, I was drunk.
Sure.
Okay. So, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I'm often drunk.
Thank you. I think that I can tell.
Thank you.
So, was this a horse-drawn carriage? But you were so drunk that you got the horses to crash it?
What is a horse?
You know the big animals in front of the carriage sometimes?
I don't really pay attention once I get in there.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, she probably has one of those closed carriages?
Because, it's not about me. What's outside of it? You know, I leave that to... It's not my business.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited to have you working here. Arnie, Princess Leona of Froggenford.
Are you okay?
I'm great. It's one of the most famous princesses in all of the realms of food.
Get it together, okay.
Oh.
Usador, get it together.
Hey, you smacked me in the face with your wand. Come on, man.
Sorry.
You can take a deep breath.
Don't be our daddy boy.
I think this is going to be a wonderful character-building opportunity for you.
You sound like my dad. Did he tell you to say that? Because that's all he said.
Was your dad really old?
No, he's 40? We don't live that long in Froggenford, just so you know. It's just But I don't know, what is a long time, if you think about it?
Well, I am over 350 years old.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's really gross.
So, Leona, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. So, your father is punishing you and making you work here, which, you know, yeah, that's a recipe for a good employee, I'm sure. But tell me, do you mind me asking you a little bit? How is... I apologize. I'm not as familiar with Froggen.
All of you take forever to say stuff. Like,
that is true.
The guy with the wand?
I happen to disagree.
Oh, my
it doesn't
God.
Take me but a mere second to make my point clear.
Okay, and well, now you're in I the zone on because yeah, I called you I out. So.
Patted on and on.
And I just like to ask a question, but I like to hide a bunch of caveats within that question. So
what
I like to pepper
caveat?
In three or four. Boy, do I even really know
caviar.
What a caviar is?
I know that one. Oh. Is it like that?
Well, yes, I'd like to know more about
it. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Listen, you guys should just give up the ghost and let me do whatever I want. It's going to make things run a lot smoother for you in this
tavern. Did you suggest think that we should all just die?
Oh, let go of my dad?
No, just let me do whatever I want in here.
I'm sorry, Leona. We can't let you do whatever you want. We need certain tasks to be completed, like you have to serve ale to customers and bring food out to the tables and sweep and mop and clean up after people.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
I'm so sorry. There's this royal scroll here in the tavern from your father.
Okay, well, what the royal scroll does not tell you is I am allergic to soap.
Okay.
So, do you mop the floor with soap?
Yes, of course we use soap.
I can't do that. That wouldn't be in there because they don't want people to know that the royals have allergies because it would make us seem weak. But
sure.
You get it. Please be discreet. We have to be discreet.
So sure. Do you use a number of perfumes and other things to cover your odor since you can't use soap and to bathe?
Oh, my God.
How do you bathe?
You sore pervert.
What?
Is there HR in this tavern?
Oh, a huge reptile? I can go find one.
Yeah.
But
there's one sitting right behind you.
But I have to warn you.
What?
That huge reptile is a horrible pervert.
Which, where?
Right behind Chunt, there's a huge reptile, HR.
Is he single?
I don't know.
I have not dated anyone outside of the castle my whole life.
Rick? Rick, are you single?
No.
Rick is not single. Okay. Sorry.
Well, this is really disappointing. I thought I would be meeting guys.
There are other huge reptiles coming here. Just Rick happens to be here right now.
Listen, it doesn't have to be a reptile. Don't think you know me.
Just because you asked about him. I thought maybe he was your type. I don't know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So you're saying it doesn't have to be a reptile. It just has to be someone that's huge.
It just has to be someone who's single at this point. I don't know.
Okay, so you're not a size princess.
Don't Arnie jinx. Jinx.
Oh, no. What did I do?
I'm sorry to interrupt. But I just want to know. You never answered the question. How do you bathe?
I think we've moved on.
Okay. I haven't.
You haven't?
No, I tend to get fixated on things.
Okay. Well, once again, it seems like it. Anyway, you have to offer me something in order to get that information.
Oh.
All I ask is you let me do whatever I want in this tavern for as long as I'm here. What do you want from me in order for me to get what I want?
That's not the job.
Is that it?
No. We pay you to do certain tasks, and then we give you money in compensation. But today you're on a podcast.
I know, and it's really pretty. I keep it in a little jar, and I look at it.
The money?
And I go, that's what that looks like. That's what money looks like. I don't need to know what it looks like. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You have no need of money.
I own you.
Because you own me?
Oh, yeah. I own you.
No one owns Usador.
No. Listen. The minute you ask me how I bathe, oh my God, we have two witnesses right here. You are fucked.
Yeah, you did say that, Isidore. She
said she was allergic to soap.
I own your bar now.
Shit.
Yeah, well.
Listen,
you should just, I mean, you've learned your lesson this time. Let's see how many more things you fuck up. I cannot wait.
Well, let's take a break, Isidore, before you say anything else that might
get us in trouble here. We'll be right back with more of her royal heiress, Princess Leona.
Is anyone going to say my name so I'm unjinxed?
And Arnie. Yes,
no,
sorry.
Thank God.
Unjinxed.
But it seemed like a natural follow-up question because she said she can't use soap. So I just said, well, then how do you bathe?
Usador, you are no longer allowed to ask anybody, especially anybody that works here, how they bathe. That question is off the table. I know it's one of your top five favorite questions.
It's not. It made perfect sense in the context.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Licorice.
Yes, would you like to lick me? Taste like licorice.
Oh, Usador, no.
Usador.
What?
Wow.
It is amazing.
I'm going to pretend that you didn't say that because you're making it too easy to fuck you over. And it's why I'm going to survive this experience. Because I don't know, because character building can be in a bad way, too. I don't know if
sure.
people know that.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm building character. It's just not what y'all want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Leona, can I ask, have you been punished by your father to have jobs before?
No, this is the first one.
This is your first employment experience at all.
I mean, I have hobbies. I do things.
Oh. What sort of things do you like to do?
I really like buying stuff.
Okay. Sure. That's fun.
Yeah.
I saw out front your dad's credit cart. Which it seems to be a cart attached to your carriage with all the gold and jewels and treasures.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever maxed out your father's credit card?
Listen, sometimes I steal other people's credit cards.
Oh.
Whoa.
Because people aren't paying attention, and that's not my problem. Like, you have to be aware.
You
have to hire, like, the right type of firewall of, like, people to watch your credit card.
Well, hopefully you don't have their pin, because if you don't have their pin that connects them to the horses, then without the pin, the credit card is probably useless.
If you run it as credit, you don't have to have it.
Shit.
I hope no one takes my credit card because if you go too fast, you'll exceed the limit.
I have a credit card.
What? I swore I did.
I've looked for it because I was going to steal it, and then I can't even steal from you. And it's like, you are the worst.
I mean, many people think I'm the best.
At what?
Use it or don't get into an argument with disaffected youth.
Oh, shit.
You're going to lose every time.
No, I'm genuinely interested. Like, what are you good at? What do you love? What are your passions?
Birds and rocks.
I love that.
God, he sounds so old.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, my God. Birds and rocks are my main thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Do you think that the birds talk to the rocks? Because I do, but based on, like, what time of year it is, there's different type. Like, everyone is represented by a bird and a rock. At different parts of the year.
That's so beautiful. Yes, I've had many conversations with birds and rocks, and I know that they can converse with
one another. What month were you born?
I was born in Flebuary.
Oh, you're a cardinal. I see that.
I was brought into the world by a conspiracy of birds that insisted there be a champion. What do you think of that?
Well, it's not accurate with your chart, but, you know, you do you.
Okay.
So, Leona, what's your bird and rock?
Oh. So, I was born in Albertina the 14th.
Sure.
So, I am a bald eagle.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
But not just a bald eagle. It's like a bald eagle with a chihuahua in its mouth.
Oh.
Wow.
So, I think people say that means I'm difficult to work with.
Yeah,
honestly,
like.
Honestly, I just think I'm very passionate about what I do.
Well, the thing about being a bald eagle is that many people believe that, yes, they are difficult to work with, but many people also believe that someday they'll tear apart that chihuahua and wear it as a little toupee and become a little easier to work with.
Toot?
Yes, toupee.
Cool. I like you.
Oh, you like me now?
Totally changed.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, this is a good start. This is like you've come back around.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, I'm not, like, all in yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're still going to let me do whatever I want.
We do need to pay you to do particular tasks around the tavern. I'm afraid
I can't. No, we've already negotiated.
And I'm so sorry,
I'm
going to
tell
Leona,
you how I bathe.
You know...
What?
Clearly, you have you're in a bit of a power struggle with Usador, but to be clear, I own the tavern.
What? Who are you?
Good question.
I'm from another world. I happen to own this cursed tavern. I don't do much work.
Well, they should have introduced me to you first. Why am I talking to this? I don't understand that.
This.
Yeah,
this is an outrage.
Yeah. Leona, do you mind telling me? Tell me a little bit about your father.
He's king of Froggenford.
Sure.
Like, what else do you want from me?
Well, Ani,
do you want me to be specific? You want me to tell you about my trauma?
Oh.
You want me to tell you?
You don't necessarily owe me your trauma, although sometimes it makes good content.
Okay, then what do you want?
Well, do you have any sibling? What's it like in the Froggenford Castle?
I don't like talking about my siblings, number one. Okay. So don't ever ask me about that again.
Okay.
Unless it seems really interesting, and then do it.
It does seem
Let's come at this from another angle.
It's like a logic problem.
What? You love shopping. You love buying things.
Yes.
What else do you care about?
Things.
And stealing credit cards. You don't like your family, so when you're home, what do you do when you're not out shopping?
I really like manipulating the people that work for me.
Okay.
Anyone I can, you know. Because at some point, people don't listen to me. But like, there's like a level where they have to listen to me, and then I have fun with it. And honestly, I think I'm really good at it. Yeah.
So like little pranks and things. That are funny.
Well, I guess you could call it little pranks, but it's just basically I get what I want in different and fun ways.
So, like, you dump out a jar of preserves and then you snap your fingers and you say, clean that up?
I don't know. It's like, have you ever seen that movie, The Goddeth Fathereth?
Ani, have you seen that one?
So,
I don't know if I'm familiar with that play.
Okay, so this guy is an idiot to this other guy who's a badass, and he gets mad and he puts like a horse's head in his bed. Like, that's what I'm into. Does that make sense?
That's fun. That's a good play.
Like,
terrorizing people is what you're saying.
Well, I've never thought about like what it's called, but like, yeah.
Sure. When there's a power structure where you're kind of much more powerful than everyone that works for you and your family, is it really a prank? Like, how do you know you fooled people? Oh, you're not that powerful.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. I think I'm getting good at, like, figuring stuff off, like, out on my own. It's not just the name, Princess. That doesn't get you everything you want. It's making people really, really annoyed and scared of you at the same time. I think that's a lethal combo, don't you think?
I mean, you probably have the power to have people executed, so that's definitely a lethal combo.
No, I just have the power to make people want to do what I want very quickly because they don't want to deal with me anymore. I think I think I'm a genius.
Oh, you're a self-declared genius.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. I'm very impressed. But now I think we need you to serve some ale and clean the floors.
Oh my God, how many times are we going to go through this? Okay, I'll do it one time.
Great.
Yeah, and my only thing.
Normally, we'll pay you one time.
Normally, I wouldn't care if I'm being perfectly honest, but this decree from your father in this scroll says that if we don't get you to do a good job, we will be killed.
What?
Well, it says we'll be put to the sword.
And who do you think is reporting back to him about this? Do you see anyone else here?
Oh, the huge reptile.
Rick, are you working for the king?
No.
Okay. Then I think we're all right.
Rick might only know how to say no.
Rick, do you know how to say something other than no?
No.
Damn it.
Oh, that just might be the sound he makes.
Yeah.
He might not be a talking lizard.
But he's still not single?
Rick, are you still seeing anyone?
No.
I think he's single.
There we go.
Guys, I'm suddenly fascinated by Rick.
I'm gonna fuck Rick.
Whoa! I think you should.
I mean, it seems like a good opportunity.
I don't even know what it is. I've lived in a castle my whole life, and I just bully people every day. But like, I hear sex is fun. I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well,
but it seems like a lizard makes sense. Would you guys not agree?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. I believe as long as it's you and the lizard consent to this, it's perfectly fine.
Explain sex to me.
Huh.
Well,
sex to me. No one will tell me about it, and you have to, or I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to say I'm going to kill you because I'm not. I'm going to do worse things. It's going to be really annoying.
When two wizards love each other very much, they turn into a pile of meats. And then they trick each other.
I don't like that.
What? Well, Arnie, why don't you take a shot at it then?
Oh, boy. Well, huh. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable explaining how sex
works. You said pile of meats.
Yeah. He did. Look, he's a wizard. I'm so sorry. Princess
Leona. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
We have a theory that wizards don't really even know what sex is. And that might not mean much to you because you don't know what sex is. But I think they're a little confused.
Maybe I'm a wizard.
Maybe. It could be, yeah.
There's a licorice wand and a licorice brooch. Mm-hmm. And when the licorice wand gets excited, it casts a spell on the licorice brooch. And
I'm writing this down for no reason.
And from there...
Okay, I'm going to go serve some beers. This is really boring.
That makes sense. Wait. Before you go do that...
I just like licorice brooch, like.
Before you go and go serve beers,
what?
Since you're so interested in Rick, would you be interested in going on a date with him? And if you enjoy the first date, we're willing to pay for the second date.
What's a date?
Well, it's.
I know that sex is the thing you're supposed to do, but I don't know what comes before that, and I also still don't know what sex is because you refuse to tell me.
Well, the act of courtship takes place when two people or
do I fuck
beings,
this lizard or nah?
I think you can, but I would suggest sitting at the table with him and trying to have a conversation to see if you have anything in common first.
I'm also going to say the issues of consent with a lizard that can only say no, but we're not sure what that means. It's tricky. It just seems pretty tricky.
You're really right. You know what? This is why you're the smartest person here.
Well,
what?
Thank you. Thank
Whoa.
You.
Yeah.
Hang on. That is demonstrably not true.
You know what I'm say? I have decided.
You know what I'm say?
Employee of the month, Leona. I'm going to the board.
Oh my god.
Our first ever employee of the month. It is definitively said employee of the month. No one for months and months. But now it's Leona.
Wow, I've never heard somebody say, you know what I'm saying, and then list their bona fides.
I've been begging to be employee of the month for months.
I bet, and I bet it took you forever when you did it.
Often I would wake Arnie up at the crack of dawn and say, lo, list what I have to say now. For most assuredly, I have earned the honorarium of Employee of the Month, and I will add it to my long list of titles, Arnie, for I deserve to be recognized for my great contributions to this wonderful establishment. So I beg of thee, give me this which I so deserve. Now, would you like some breakfast?
Can I talk to you for a sec?
And then he would roll over and go back to sleep.
Hey, Isidore, can you come over here real quick? I said, you know what? I just wanted you to show you something in this closet.
Ooh. What? Oh.
Arnie, Isidore's in trouble. Arnie, let's put our ears to the door.
Whatever you need, your master.
I love it when you argue with me.
What?
I love it when you argue with me.
You love it when I argue with you?
Yes, I want you to say whatever you want to me, whenever you want to.
Well, Your Highness, I would never speak out of turn to one of the royal family.
Slap.
But I desperately... But I desperately...
Shut the fuck up.
Please.
John, I don't know if you hear what I hear coming from that closet. It sounds like Usador is masturbating in there.
Yeah, it sounds like a slap.
Your Highness, while I am...
Shut up. Shut up.
...aroused
Listen
by
to
your
me.
Slaps.
Listen.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the point. So stop talking.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're both into this, right?
Sure, yeah. I'm game.
Cool, yeah, because I'd rather fuck you than a lizard, okay?
Okay.
Frank, did you hear that?
No.
Okay, so, like, an hour after we close.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Meet me by, like, yonder dumpster.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the yonder dumpster? Of course, I'd gladly meet
the
you out there.
The blue one. The blue one for, like, the things that we reuse, the recyclable.
Yes.
Meet me over there, and then I don't know what we're going to do, because I still don't know what sex is, because you won't tell me. But we're doing that.
We'll figure it out together.
Shut up!
Look, I just want to remind you that recycling won't save the world. It's also reuse and the other one.
Reduce.
I just want to check one thing.
Uh-huh.
You're into this whole domination slappy thing, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's really important. Good. See you in a half hour.
See you in half an hour.
Well, Arnie, Chunt, time to shut down the tavern.
What?
Usador,
the place is still going to be open for hours.
I don't think so. I think we need to wrap things up, call it a night.
I see what's happening. You're tired. Usador, we heard 3 slaps, and then about a minute, and then a 4th slap, and then about a minute, and then a 5th slap. So clearly
Usador,
you were masturbating.
Look, Usador, I know you're upset.
Yeah.
I feel like Leona has gotten under your skin a little bit. And you two just hate each other so much that you want nothing more than to end this day and be gone. Why are you chuckling for such an extended period of
time? Just disagreeing with what you said there. Okay. Nothing to worry about. I simply think that, we've made enough money tonight, and I'm sure that these tavern patrons are simply tired of drinking and eating and making merry and would like to just go home and make it, have a nice night, cozy night at home. Doesn't that sound fun?
Stop doing that with your wand. How are you not gagging?
Look, Chunt, I just want you to know that I value as a friend,
okay.
But mind your own fucking business.
All right, you're being weird, I guess.
Am I being weird right now?
Is he being weird? He's being weird. This is weird. He's being weird.
Look, it's just that I get tired, and I think I should just cut off all my events at 8 p.m. What do you think about that?
I mean, you are getting old. You are getting old. So, if you need to stop working earlier in the day, that's fine.
If I stop working a little earlier, I think I can keep doing the job, and I think I'm the man for the job.
Look, Usador, I think I see what's going on here. You've got what we on Earth call a half cheers. You've got a half Sam and Diane situation going on.
Uh-huh.
You and this
Sam and Diane
really just hate each other so much. Right. But there's nothing else going on. You just really hate each other.
Well, then may I confide in you?
Sure.
Quickly, meet me under the table.
Okay, yeah, I'm bringing the mics, though. What's going on, you son?
Chunt. Arnie, I think
I didn't realize Chunt was in there.
Oh, I'm coming down here.
Yeah, I'm coming down.
I think perhaps there's more happening than you realize.
I think so, too. I think I saw Rick go upstairs. And after he goes upstairs, I assume next season he'll be recast with, like, a younger guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Rick was very good in his day, but, sometimes people move on. Yeah, that's what's all that happens. Sure. No, I think that perhaps Princess Leona has some affection for me. And since I am currently unattached and so angry at Genlevia the Red, I think this might be a real opportunity to meet her out behind the dumpster.
Whoa, Usador.
That wasn't a euphemism. It was just literally where we're meeting later.
So you're going to go dumpster diving, wink wink?
I don't get it.
I guess I don't either. I just heard that said.
You can't just say wink wink at the end of anything and it means something.
I don't know. Give it a try.
Yeah, wink wink.
I get it.
Whoa, hey.
Oh, my head.
Honestly, that dumpster diving joke was the joke that my pussy is a dumpster, because that's hilarious.
Because
I actually, I'm cooler than you think I am.
I get it. I get it now. Good one, Chunt.
All right. Well, I've been waiting by the dumpster to, like, fuck.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You've got there. A full cheer situation, like, going on. I apologize.
Anyway, no one will tell me what it is, but I think I get it.
I think I get it, too. I think between the two of us,
there were a couple of, like, dire wolves out back, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what that is.
Okay.
And I think I get it now. So bend over.
Okay.
Is that it?
Is this it?
No, I don't think I get it.
Ask Chunt.
No, Chunt. This doesn't look right.
Okay.
Chunt, we are so close to what's happening right now.
Chunt, will you come back with us?
Like, can you just show me, like, what, like... Coach you through it.
Yeah. Have Chunt.
Like a science experiment.
Right.
Or if you don't coach him through it, Woody him through it.
Or like ye old Tetris, like how they like made stuff fit together. You know what I mean? What I'm asking about.
That was a fun
game.
Ani, have you ever played ye old Tetris? Have we ever shown you that?
No.
Yes. It was, they made peasants move these big blocks and try to fit them together. Took up a whole field.
Uphill.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but fun.
And the peasants who did well disappeared forever.
It's true.
Well, I mean, that's like, do you want ye old Tetris or not? Like,
yeah, let's go out back.
I'm sorry, Arnie, are we being rude? Do you want to come watch too?
No, I'm okay.
Arnie, didn't you
You're welcome to come.
Arnie, in Cheers, did Sam and Diane fuck in a dumpster?
Look, there's so many episodes. And sometimes I get, maybe it was, maybe Diane, maybe, yeah, I'm not sure.
Hey, I can hear you.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It's by a dumpster, not
I'm sorry.
I'm being rude. Like,
I'm so sorry. My apologies.
Yes, let's keep it classy.
Yes, thank you. But honestly, I just want to tell you something. I'm putting all this pressure on, like, doing this thing for the first time that I don't even really know what it is, but I've been told it's cool. But I like you.
Well,
I think you're special.
I like you too.
And
I've liked you ever since you got mad at me for saying I shouldn't ask you how to bathe.
I was so wet for that.
What?
That makes perfect sense.
Worked? Is this why you always ask
now? I just want to know how you don't use soap. I understand that you get wet. That makes sense. That's how you bathe.
Well,
nothing in the history of this show is more mind-boggling to me than the "do you bathe" line is working.
Oh yeah, it's. I'm so into that, but I will. Of course, I'm going to tell you how I bathe. But then I'm going to tell you how much I love you, but then I'm going to disappear forever.
What?
Because this is just not going to work. You get it. You get it.
Well, but
I can't fall in love with some guy who isn't even the boss of the tavern where I intern.
Well, I'm sort of, you know? I'm sort of the boss of,
it's just like,
quests and adventures. And
no. Listen, I'm in love with you, and I know exactly what you are. And it's fine.
Oh.
You are fine how you are. It's just like, you know, I can't.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been putting a lot of pressure onto the physical stuff, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I've also fallen in love with you.
I think it's best.
What?
Really?
Yes. Obviously. You took me into a closet and struck me.
That was fun.
It was fun. We've had a wonderful time today.
Yeah, I know.
But you were saying you can't... Stay? Why can't you stay here forever?
Oh, come on. You knew that I could. This is not a forever thing, right? This is like a closet diddle and done. Like, this is like, you know.
I did know.
You know.
I just hoped that we would make it out to the side of the dumpster before it was over.
This really is a full cheers.
I'm glad that the closet is kind of our place, because
yeah.
It's a lot more romantic than the dumpster, don't you think?
I do, Leona. And I want you to know that though my heart doth now break in twain, I shall always look back upon thee with naught but the fondest of memories.
What is with accent?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to butt in. And I know this isn't about me, but I am still under this table with you.
Right.
I didn't see you.
Yeah. Hi, this is, yeah, me.
Hi.
Maybe this will make it easier, Leona, if you just say to Usador, I'm just going to be gone for 6 months. I'm just going to go, and then I'll be back, and we'll be together then.
I'm sorry.
Yeah?
Are you mansplaining how to manipulate men?
Oh.
Wow.
Hmm. Ooh, Arnie, yeah, I can't see you. Can you raise or crane your neck?
Yeah.
Like, you don't think I know everything you're saying. I'm okay. Choosing a different technique today.
Okay.
I don't have to do the easiest one.
Sorry, I was just trying to bring things more in line with how Cheers. I was just trying. Sorry, I was just trying to keep
things.
Sorry,
because I don't know Cheers.
Yeah, wait, which one's Arnie? Which one's Arnie? You said I can't tell them apart.
Anyway, we're not going to bang, okay? But it's like, okay. It would be fun. I get it. I think I'm putting a lot of pressure onto it, and I'm being really weird. But I'm madly in love with you. I want to have your babies, and I'll never see you again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Also, I bathe by, like, ducks. They swallow holy water, and they spit it into my armpits. Goodbye forever.
She's crawling out from under this table so slowly.
God, it's slippery. It's
oh, now she's pulling out a duck and she's smacked Usador in the face with a duck?
I'm sorry about that. That's not, I didn't do that on purpose.
That's all right.
But it's funny.
It was still fun.
Okay. All right. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Wow, Usador. You didn't make her come, but you made her go.
Have a good life.
Oh. Usador, she's gone. She didn't hear that. Do you want to go?
I know. I say it after she leaves. I say it after she leaves. That's the whole point.
Do you want me to go run and get her? Or?
No.
It just seemed like she couldn't hear that.
Hey, I think I lost. I think I lost a do you guys see a wand charger in here?
Huh. Oh yeah. Here's a wand charger. I have a couple. I have a lot of these sitting around. You can just have one.
But is it for a wand plus or like a 10?
Oh, let me see. Let's see. We've got. Got a Magic Dash C, a Magic Dash C Mini.
Oh,
why do they keep changing the chargers for these wands?
I don't know. It's just to make money, I suppose.
Why does a princess need a wand?
And I'm a princess. I'm not even a wizard, but I have a wand.
Run up your credit card.
All right, cool. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come back in.
That's okay.
But
I'll love you forever.
You're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
You're so beautiful. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, smacked you in the face with her wand. It's a magic wand, I guess, so she doesn't need you.
Okay, now, have a good life.
No, she can't hear you.
No, no, damn it, Chunt!
Let me go grab her.
Don't grab her!
What, she
what
can't...
the fuck is with this?
No, never mind.
Listen,
you can go.
I did... Oh, God, it was so perfect, and you just ruined
right.
it.
Right. Chunt, just
now we
let
have
her
to
go.
Start over.
All right, Ani, start over.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
All right, okay, let's do it faster. I love you. I think you're hot. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah
I can't
blah.
Be with
I
you.
Love you.
I'm not going to fuck you. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Have a
I
good
love
life.
You. Okay.
Okay.
Right, I love you.
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 Okay, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, you go.
Okay. All right. Okay, I love you.
I love you.
Usador, I think you should say, no, I'll go first. Like she wants you to argue with her. I'll go first.
Oh, me?
Yeah, like, I'll go first.
I'll go first. I love you.
I love you, too.
Have a good life.
Ew.
What?
Guys, I'm going to go jerk off by the dumpster.
Arnie, I'll come with.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
Have a good life? That sounds like someone you're about to murder.
No, I know you're not coming back. And I want you to be happy and
again,
have a fulfilling existence, even though you...
Okay, all right. I see that was your intention,
okay.
But it wasn't good. So try it again.
Just to be clear, I only bathe in thunderstorms.
Say, have a good life,
have
better.
Have a good life.
No.
Okay.
In different words. Oh, my God.
Oh, in different words. Very well.
Now I see that we would never work out. We would never work out. You're hot. I want to fuck, but no.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I did have fun.
I had fun, too.
Right. Okay, bye.
Hey, Arnie. Slap, 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 slap. Hey, Arnie. Slap, 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 slap. Is this like Cheers? Slap, 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 slap.
A little bit. A little bit.
Re-
Actually, everything's like Cheers a little bit. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chomp the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Princess Fiona of Frogenford was played by special guest Emily Fleming. Check out Emily's movie podcast, Free With Ads, available wherever you get your podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Sophia Pardo, Rob Chamberlain, Kyle McCullough, John Nesmith, Matt Almond, Sabrina Celeste, Brandon A. in Colorado, Rachel Franklin, Judy Jordan, Andrew Kinch, and Queen Heather Welliver and her pathetic manservant, Russ Greenberg. They wrote all that. I'm not editorializing. Although I am strangely aroused. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode where Arnie, Matt, and Adol do some non-Magic Tavern improv.
But the problem is that that vibrator or a dildo has a Tasmanian devil on it.
Well, I mean, it makes you go blah, 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 blah.
Guys, am I giving too much inspiration for scenes?
Maybe.
Oh. You go in there.
No, you go.
You go. I can't go. I can't. I'll get in trouble.
I'd be so embarrassed. I can't.
Let's just go. Okay, let's just go together.
Hey, I'm sorry. I see you kids lingering outside my store. It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah, you can come on in. Look, to be clear, you look like you're at least 18 years old, correct?
Yeah.
All right, well, come on into the dildo store.
We'll just go in together. Come on. Oh.
I already have so many dildos. Should I, what do you get for the guy's got everything?
To hear the rest, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.